This is episode 20 of the Eat Your Veg podcast, how to find the best vegan cheese. Welcome to Eat Your Veg, a podcast for all things plant-based. I'm your host, Elizabeth Emery, a vegan food blogger and recipe developer based in Vancouver, BC. In these short podcasts, we'll explore all aspects of eating a vegan diet, from sharing the best plant-based milks and cheeses to explaining exactly how to cook tofu and why you're still getting it wrong. If you're a brand new vegan or if you're simply looking to eat more plant-based meals and want a bit of guidance, this podcast is for you. So today we're going to talk about one of my favourite topics, and it's one I've surprised myself by realising that I actually have quite a lot to say about, which is vegan cheese. Now, I feel like vegan cheese can be a really controversial topic that seems to bizarrely divide people, doesn't it? Some love it, some hate it with a passion. Personally, I'm a huge fan, and I think it's a really exciting area of vegan food that's yet to be fully explored. So here in Canada, we have some great plant-based cheese brands, such as Blue Heron, Zangari, Pulse Kitchen, with more appearing all the time. All of these brands make beautiful cultured nut-based cheeses, which are decadent and delicious, and to be honest, a real delicacy in their own right, actually. But vegan cheese is one of those topics people get really confused about, and I totally get it, because the market wasn't always like this. I think we've gone from having virtually no choice and just one or two rubbery cheese brands back in the day to having dozens of options in a fairly short space of time, and to be honest, it's kind of mind-boggling. I remember when I first went vegan, like nearly 10 years ago, back in the UK, there were maybe two brands of plant-based cheese, and I think it wouldn't be an exaggeration to say they weren't good. In fact, they were fairly rubbery and tasteless. They certainly didn't melt, and there was clearly a lot of product development still to be done there. They were pretty awful. So fast forward to now, and you've got so many options, it can actually be quite hard to know what to go for and what's going to suit you. So with that in mind, today I thought I'd share my top tips for how to find the best vegan cheese for you. So firstly, what are you going to use it for? Pizza, to use as a spread, to eat raw with bread, etc. I would say that vegan cheeses fall roughly into two categories. The more artisan, cultured, nut-based ones, and the, for want of a better phrase, processed, junky ones. Both of which are great, but there's a big difference between the cheese you would melt on pizza, say, and the cheese you'd want to eat raw with some crusty sourdough. My general rule is if you're not cooking it, go with a cultured, nut-based cheese as you'll really appreciate the complex flavours more. Brands like Violife and Dia are better reserved for cooking with and melting on pizza because they're quite processed. So the second thing I want to talk about is, are you looking for something more healthy or more comfort food based? It probably goes without saying, but the processed cheeses mentioned just now are just that, processed. They're great to enjoy, they're really delicious, but they don't have the same nutritional profile often as the more artisan cultured cheeses, many of which are often probiotic and can essentially be made from whole foods. If you're wanting to eat a mainly whole food diet, my advice would be to plump for the cultured cheeses, as they're usually a fair bit healthier. And this leads on to my third and final factor in your decision, which is price point. As you've probably seen for yourself, there is a vast difference in the price of vegan cheese. When I last checked, cheese could run anywhere between $5 to $20 here in Canada. In fact, just last week, I got completely conned into buying a $20 cashew-based cheese simply because it was on offer for $10. Some solid marketing there by the store. And I mean, that's still $10 for a small vegan cheese. It wasn't exactly a bargain and I completely fell for it. And the cheese wasn't even that good. But price is an important factor, because in most cases, it's worth bearing in mind that you're going to be paying more for the cultured nut-based cheeses and less for the processed ones like Dia. As with most things, you get what you pay for with this kind of cheese. Expect to pay more for the artisan ones and try to buy them when they're on offer if you can. If you're based in Canada, a good tip is actually to check out vegansupply.ca. They often have cheeses on offer in their clearance section and they can be much cheaper than usual. So I really hope those tips help you find a vegan cheese you love. My personal faves, as we're going to get to my recommendations now, would have to be the ones I mentioned at the top of the episode: Blue Heron, Zangari, and Pulse Kitchen. But I'm actually also a really big fan of Daiya cheese and Via Life, which, if you're not in Canada, Daiya is our standard kind of processed cheese shred brand that's used widely on pizzas and enchiladas, particularly in restaurants and cafes out here. It is a bit junky, I'm not going to lie, but it's so good. It's definitely the best cheese I've found for melting so far from a vegan perspective. I'll leave links to my favourite brands in the show notes for you, and I am so curious to know what your favourites are. Are you like me and a secret Daiya fiend, or are you one of those people who thinks it's absolutely horrendous? So as always, if you're enjoying the podcast, please consider subscribing and leaving a review or rating in Apple. These reviews are incredibly helpful as each one makes the podcast show up slightly higher in the rankings. And I'd also really love to hear your feedback and whether you find my tips useful. So please do let me know. If there are any questions or areas of vegan living that you'd love me to cover on the podcast, you can DM me over on Instagram. I'm at Vancouver with Love, which is where I am most of the time. I share a lot of tips and recipes over there, and I'd really love to hear from you. That's all from me, and see you next week.